We'll ask Coach Haith for some general thoughts on the game. Then we'll take your questions just for the two student-athletes and then excuse them back to the locker room, which is open. And then we'll finish up with Coach Haith. Coach, would you begin?
Sure. Thank you. Obviously, you know, Florida's a great team. I thought our guys competed hard. You know, and then I thought just there was 11 minutes left to go in the second half. They were shooting 31%, and I thought we were just grinding it. And obviously they made shots and they got it going a little bit, and they did what they do. Hats off to them.
All right, we'll take questions for either of the student athletes. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get a floor mic to you. Hands up. Questions for either of the student athletes? Hands up. All right, we'll start on the far right.
Jordan, can you just talk about that point? You were up two, or you were down two, and Florida went on that run right about the 11-minute mark. Can you just talk about how that went for you guys at that point?
I think we had some turnovers. We didn't make any shots during that time, and, you know, they just made shots.
Hands up. Other questions for either student-athletes? All right, let's go to the left side.
Jordan, obviously it seemed like the optimism was pretty high at halftime. Did they change anything up defensively or anything like that after the half to kind of let the game get away from you guys a little bit?
You know, they ran a little bit more zone in the second half. I mean, that's the only change I've seen during the game.
Hands up. Other questions for either of the student athletes? Let's go to the middle aisle.
Jordan, just talk about Scotty Wolpe again and just how much of a threat he was today from the three-point line.
You know, he made shots when he was open, and he did what he did, you know, player of the year in the conference, and, you know, he played well tonight.
This question on the right side in the back.
Jabari, what makes their defense so good? Is it their length, their speed, quickness, them playing together? What makes their defense so good?
I feel like they play in tandem with each other well. They always know where their teammates are going to be at. And then when they play in the zone, they're pretty long, you know, along the back end. So I think all those things combined, you know, they're a disciplined team.
Other questions for either student athletes? Raise your hand. Left side on the aisle.
Jabari, but at this point, any thoughts, early thoughts on possible postseason destination for you guys?
We'll see tomorrow, or Sunday, I should say, my bad.
Any other questions for either student-athletes? All right, far right.
Or Jabari, what do you think happened in that second half then? You guys were playing them tight all the way, and then all of a sudden things turned around.
Turnovers, and when they got those turnovers, they were able to hit some threes in transition, and, you know, you know, threes, and when it's a close game, tight like that, you know, they kind of, you know, the big blows, you know, so, you know, they were able to hit those, and, you know, they were on the offensive glass pretty hard as well.
Got time for one more question for either of the student-athletes. Anybody raise your hand? All right, last one on the right.
Jabari or Jordan, either of you guys, did you guys struggle getting out and running in transition at all today?
Maybe in the second half, just because they converted more. I think first half we did a good job pushing the ball and scoring in transition.
All right, thank you. We'll excuse you, and you can return to the locker room. Thank you, and we'll continue on with questions for Coach Haith. If you'll raise your hand, and we'll get a mic to you. Hands up. Let's start right in the middle, on the middle aisle.
Coach, did you go a little bit more deliberately in the first half, which obviously was working, because they were a little bit gassed from yesterday, or if it got to in a running game, would you have been –
Okay. We really wanted to be patient. Now we wanted to score in transition. We had opportunities, but then we really wanted to run good offense. I thought in the first half we did a great job of that. But then you got to continue to score. And second half we didn't continue to score. We did turn the ball over. They were getting second shots. I thought that was a difference in the game. And then when we needed to score, when they went on a run, we weren't able to continue to score.
Let's go to the way back corner.
Yeah, Frank, can you just talk about their ability to hit the threes? And they seem to be a lot of daggers that they hit, especially in the second half. It was just a matter of getting open looks.
Yeah, I think they made a couple in transition. You know, Scotty hit a couple against our man defense. They move the ball so well. They really share the ball. They're an experienced club. They play unselfish basketball, and they know where their shooters are at. They move the ball, and they drive you. And because of that, they force you to help, and they get some open looks because of that.
Hands up. Other questions for Coach Haith? Raise your hand. Any others? All right. Thank you.